With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor-advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
That's Andrew Berry, audio courtesy of News 5 in their preseason coverage on Saturday. Browns beat the Rams, but that wasn't the biggest story out of everything. What?
What the hell was Andrew Berry doing there?
He's talking.
Yeah.
Talking over the PA announcement.
And when I hear it's third down, it's time to get loud.
The roster rules are just so much more flexible that you can build your 48 game day roster.
Where's the barking?
Did you want
him to get screaming?
Whooped up?
Where is the striking of the chair?
That's the weird. I don't see anybody.
Come on.
I don't see. This.
Do we need the Halloween music
it
back?
It doesn't make them bad at their jobs. This is not the reason why the Browns were 3-14 last year. I just don't see anybody in the front office actually whooping it up and giving a speech. Like, doing any of that stuff. Maybe that's the problem. Probably not. But I don't. Like, Paul DiModesta is not standing in the middle of a huddle with everybody's arms up, giving them a speech before they go out. It's not happening. Not happening with Andrew. I don't think Andrew played in college. I don't think it's ever happening with Andrew. And I don't think it ever happened with Kevin.
The roster rules are just so much more flexible that you can build your 48 game day roster.
I mean, how is
Scooby
Barry
right, man?
I got to say, he is poised, because when I hear third down, that immediately would throw me off my game, and he just stood there and answered that question like a professional. I mean, I would have been getting loud. I'd have been, there would have been towel waving going on, without a doubt. It's third down, Ken.
If you're the general manager, there's still
listen,
towel waving?
You want the players to act like this is a regular season game, then you, Andrew Berry, have to act like it's a regular season game.
Well, you did, but the general manager ain't going to act like that. Do you want Chris Rose and Joe Thomas? Joe would do it. Joe don't care. Joe will do anything.
I want to know what was going on the final drive of the game. What was Andrew Berry doing then? Do you think there was some answering? Kevin Stefanski had to answer the press and Mary Kay, and we played that. Did he get a question from the owner on that one?
Why he played Tyler Huntley?
Yeah.
Probably because he said it was the plan going in. It probably was.
Wait.
It probably
Wait a second. You think they had a contingency on if they were behind and needed a last-minute drive? I know they think everything.
I can't tell you.
They put all this stuff on paper.
I can't tell you. No, I think they go, well, Tyler's going to finish it up and mop up duty regardless, and that's the way it's going to go. I think that that's what they were planning on doing, and whatever happened, happened. I disagree with it. I would have put him out there. I would have put Shador back out there, but this is what they've decided to do. Maybe they told Tyler he was going to go in the final drive. And he went out there. Did Tyler Huntley say anything about it? Was he planning before the game?
I think he was cut before he could talk.
He's been released. I don't know if he had any post-game.
I don't think the fifth or sixth quarterback is allowed to talk.
Dylan Gabriel. You don't think that if someone put a microphone in front of Deshaun Watson, people ain't listening?
What did you think of the game, Deshaun? How quickly did they have him exit the facility?
Tyler Huntley?
Yeah. I mean, that's not the way to treat a Pro Bowler. That just isn't.
So
after he was two minutes late to his flight.
What do you guys want to do with the quarterback?
After he was that clutch.
You guys want to trade any of the QBs? You guys want to trade any of them? 216-474-0092.
So
if you want to trade Shador Sanders, you better give me a damn good reason.
Let us know. Let us
know. You can say you want to trade Shador. I need to hear a really good reason.
So the Gabriel stuff has been muted, and I see people going after the media again on the Gabriel stuff.
What? What Gabriel stuff?
Well, because they were talking about how bad he was in camp. I mean, you heard a lot of that. But
I'm glad.
Isn't there a chance he was really bad in camp? Is that like an impossibility?
But it concerns me if
were people there every day, chronically in his every throw.
Concerns me he was a quote unquote gamer when you're supposed to be drafting him for all the preparation that there's there. Like a classic sense of a gamer is a guy who's like, he's terrible in practice. He doesn't really know what he's doing. But when the lights come on to the game, there he shows up, and you can't keep the guy off the field because of it. Like, that's what a gamer's supposed to be. So if the media wants to take hell, or if they want to give the media hell over Dylan Gabriel's performance, fine, go right on ahead. But it's not like Dylan Gabriel wasn't John Elway out there the last two games, was he? What am I missing here?
I think people got a little carried away. In fact, if you heard Joe Thomas, if you're at the game, you didn't get a chance to hear him. If you heard Joe Thomas during this game, and we're going to catch up with Joe, I think, next week. He was pretty slammed this week. Joe was kind of curious as to the ball placement on a lot of those throws and the timing of those throws from Dylan Gabriel. I know the numbers ended up looking good and he had some nice passes. The hospital ball term was brought up a few times. I know one was deflected the line of scrimmage, so maybe it wasn't all his fault, but I don't know. Dylan Gabriel, like, we're acting like he's ready to go for the regular season. Like, you could plop him in and start week one. Okay, you could do that. You'll lose.
The only guy that
disagree?
The only guy I think any of us really, truly 100% trust right now, or come close to 100% trust right now, is Joe Flacco. There's nothing there for Dylan Gabriel. I'm getting a weird sect of Pitt fans who are coming after me over Kenny Pickett. Whatever. Dylan Gabriel, you're not ready for him. Shador Sanders, you're not ready with him. I'm not trading away any of the four. If I was trading away any of them, I guess the closest I would be to trading anybody is Kenny Pickett. He's the only one I would consider it. I don't need to trade away Dylan Gabriel or Shador Sanders.
And I'm telling you, I think he is the guy that some people in that organization still thinks is the best quarterback in that room. So that's why they're not trading
200 people in the organization. I think I would hope a couple of them would like the guy that you just traded a fifth-round pick and the new free agent Dorian Thompson Robinson for.
Well, isn't there a chance? Yeah, I saw that too. Isn't there a chance that that guy was the guy we just played audio of?
Andrew Berry?
That Andrew Berry might think he's the best quarterback in that room?
Well, you set a high bar in that room if you
do it. I know, but if this was a real competition, and obviously if he had been healthy, are we positive he would not have beaten out Joe Flacco?
Are we positive he's the best quote unquote quarterback in that room?
In that room?
Are we positive? Or they go, hey, this guy's 26 years old. He has the best chance for a future again.
Well, that could be part of it too.
I'll bring up the same ceiling argument I bring for the Dylan Gabriel Shador Sanders thing.
I mean, me and you didn't like Kenny Pickett, but that we're not the group that traded for him.
I'm sure I like him enough as a guy. I just don't think he's a great quarterback for the football team, is where I stand on that. But still, you might have to go into the season with four quarterbacks. At least you'll start Wednesday probably with four quarterbacks. Doesn't mean you'll actually have four QBs. Would anybody be willing to trade any of the other guys? Joe, Shador, or Dylan? I don't think you're not trading Joe, clearly.
Well, I want to know the people that were making up the fake trade of Shador Sanders for a second-round pick.
What?
You remember that? It was just a social media thing. And people put up a graphic, and then everybody had to weigh in on it.
Would you trade him for a second-round pick?
Would you trade after the first preseason game that he was in?
Oh, God.
You know, we were getting carried away about that, just like we're getting carried away about how bad he was. He was all-time bad. It was rough. But I think never have we reacted to preseason games the way we reacted to these three.
I did make a big deal about the four preseason wins in a row. We don't need to play that whole audio again. We don't have time for that.
The Eagles did make a trade for a quarterback.
Yeah.
They traded for Sam Howell from Minnesota.
Which is kind of interesting, right?
Right. And then the domino effect of that is Carson Wentz is now in Minnesota. So you would think, especially if it was Kenny Pickett, and they thought, well, maybe we want to kick the tires on DTR and see what happens there. And then they said he's not the guy, so they cut him. And they thought Kenny Pickett was worth anything. They would have just traded him back. And I doubt the Browns would have given him much of a headache over it.
Is it that the Browns didn't want to trade him, or that those teams, especially one that he actually was with last year, didn't want him?
Because you don't have a good QB room. That's why the whole silliness of anybody saying, well, he should be on a roster that actually wants him. Who's going to want him? You're in the worst QB room in the NFL. Who's going to want him other than the team that the Toronto Argonauts, who own his rights in the CFL? I'm not trying to be mean-spirited, guys.
I got an honest question.
I'm making a sensible point here. You have the worst QB in the room in the world, and I ask you again, if you have this QB room, and we were talking about trading guys before, like you might be willing to trade him, but again, who's running to they have to have one of the Browns quarterbacks. That's going to be saving our season. We have an injury here with our team. Who are we going to have? Because anybody who trades for any one of these guys, like Shedeur Sanders is a big name, but anybody who trades for any one of these guys, no one's thinking they're saving their season. No one's thinking that they're going to do really much for him. Yes, what? I'm sorry, I cut you off twice.
No, I wondered, is Shedeur Sanders' value around the league, forget about here, has his value increased at all since the moment he was drafted?
No. And the whole argument that we had to start the show with ain't helping.
So he's still a fifth round.
Quarterback. And the whole argument we start the show with ain't helping. The only way, honestly, if the Browns were to do something crazy and cut the guy, the only places he could really go to are franchise quarterback places where you know without a shadow of a doubt, hey, you might be decent, but you ain't playing over Patrick Mahomes or Josh Allen or Joe Burrow or Lamar Jackson or any of the guys that we usually talk about. You ain't playing over them guys. But just about anywhere else, you think the Saints, they took Tyler Shuck. You think the Saints want to invite that situation? Because I don't think Tyler Shuck's going to be that good. Jackson Dart and the Giants. I know he had a fine preseason. Maybe Jackson Dart's going to end up being fantastic. But if Jackson Dart struggles, you think the Giants, what, you think Brian Daboll wants to deal with any of that or any of these other teams? No, they don't want to deal with that. I mean, look at the stuff that's being said. People who have won awards in media and journalism are saying these things about the Browns right now. You think any other organization wants that as they get ready to start their season? And I have to sit here and go, no, they might just be inept, which is a terrible, terrible defense. But I go, no, they wouldn't do it to him on purpose. They might just be inept. Oh, great. So he knows not what he does? That's still a bad argument, but it's the argument that I could say because I know that they wouldn't put the screws to the guy on purpose. Jay and Saybrook, you're next up on the Fan. Go ahead.
Hey, guys. Good morning.
Morning.
Hey, just on the comment you talked about earlier today about Shedeur and coming into play. You still there?
Yeah, I got you.
Great. Okay, great. I was at the game, and maybe to qualify a little bit, 60-year-old white guy. I've been a season ticket holder since 1990, so I put a lot of wasted money into that team for my season tickets. And I came home and watched the game. And just a couple of things. The only people that support him if they wanted to see them. I've read I'm online reading all these things, and these horrible things about the Browns being racist, and even to play that card at this. The only ones that needed to see him was the coaching staff in the front office. Nobody else, because somebody else wanted to see him. I mean, if you saw the game, I mean, he was struggling. And maybe they wanted to get Robert, the caller earlier. Maybe they wanted to see the other 10 guys in a workable situation. Maybe they wanted to see that.
I don't know,
because I'm not in the lock. I'm just doing a lot of maybes here. Maybe they wanted that last one.
Well, Jay, I don't think anybody on the show on that part disagrees with you. It's just the fact that...
Yeah, not you two. No,
oh, you're saying it, Jim.
I'm hearing, like you said, I'm hearing reliable, not reliable, but the people in the know playing the race card over the weekend. That's crazy.
Well, Jay, I mean...
That's absolutely crazy.
I agree with you there. And Jay, I got to run. I thank you very much for the call because we got to get Daryl in here very shortly. The only thing I'll say on that is that they had their plan going in. I still disagree with their plan because as I was getting ready for the rest of the day and I'm watching this game and I'm seeing what's going on, I was like, man, maybe he can get the nose up on this thing and get going and maybe we could have a fine end to this football game and see if they run it very quickly and if things are going to be simplified and see if they can get themselves into field goal range. And then when Tyler Huntley came out, I go, I don't know what the hell Tyler Huntley's doing out here. And I still don't know what Tyler Huntley was doing out there. I'm sorry. I just flat out disagree with the Browns and Kevin Stefanski and what they did there. I was ready to go to see, hey, let's see what this guy can do. Maybe the kid can get it going again and we could have a good ending to a bad day. Because it was a bad, bad day for Shedeur Sanders. And I was hoping it was going to be a good ending to a bad day. I didn't get the chance. And I felt shortchanged because of it as a fan.
And that's the thing. All these quarterbacks have been shortchanged the entire camp.
Because there's so many of them.
Because of the ridiculous setup. And so what did we do? We gave that final drive to somebody that we didn't need any more of a sample on. In fact, a guy that is looking for another job because they say goodbye to him already.
I don't know how you accomplish anything in the final drive. Other than winning the preseason game, what really matters then? It's freaking Daryl Rutter. He's brought to you by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. Hello, Daryl.
Hello, boys. Good morning.
Daryl, what do you think of Shedeur Sanders on Saturday, and how or when or how does he go about the business of getting the chance to bounce back from it?
Yeah, he wasn't very good. Certainly didn't handle the pressure all that well. Sacked five times. The big play, obviously, the 23-yard sack that set up a 3rd and 36, and there's just no digging out of that hole. Look, some of the bad habits that he had in college showed up when dealing with the pressure, and you can't run around with your back to the line of scrimmage like that in the National Football League. You just can't do things like that. But as far as an opportunity to bounce back, well, that's just going to have to wait, because he is fourth on the depth chart out of four quarterbacks. He'll have to really take advantage of what practice time he gets. If he gets to run scout team during practice as the season progresses, certainly take advantage of those things. But was it disappointed to see on Saturday? Sure, but I don't think it's anything to really freak out about. People need to understand Shedeur is being asked to do a lot of stuff he's never been asked to do before. Learning a playbook. Really understanding and picking apart defenses and things like that. There's a process that comes with that. So I'm not all that worried about a subpar performance in a preseason finale from him.
Did you think the offenses were different between the offenses that the other QBs ran and the one Shedeur Sanders tried to run?
Well, I think the difference was he was running around. I didn't feel like that there was a dramatic difference. And I saw some of the conversation online, which I thought some of it was really ludicrous. But, keep in mind, too, okay, so Shedeur wasn't going with the Browns ones or twos, right? He was also going against the Rams practice squad, essentially. The Rams brought like 48 players to Cleveland. They left their starters in Los Angeles. So the level of competition was pretty comparable. It wasn't like Shedeur Sanders was given the Browns scrubs and he had to go against the Rams first team defense. Let's get realistic about this, people.
All right, Daryl, what about going with Huntley, a guy who's no longer on the Browns, for that final drive? What was the purpose of that?
I think Kevin wanted to win the game, number one. Number two, I think he wanted to see Andre Schmidt in a game-winning type of a situation. And, he kind of figured Tyler Huntley was going to get them in that position so they could see that. He did. They did see it. They won the game. So, I honestly, Shedeur got five drives to do something. And four of them he went three and out. Let's not act like Shedeur Sanders did not get an ample opportunity in that preseason game on Saturday, because he did. Now, I also am willing to hear the argument, hey, why not see that kid in that two-minute situation as well and put him in a little bit of pressure cooker and see how he responded? Well, I saw how he was responding for five drives, and it was not all that great. So, I understand both sides of the argument there, but I kind of get what Stefanski was going for.
I don't. I don't at all. I mean, you made a great case, because I'm sitting here thinking, all right, that's a decent point, that's a decent point, that's a decent point. But in the end, the most important part of any of this to me is
evaluating Shedeur.
Is about Shedeur, yeah. And he didn't play in one of the games because he was injured. So, yeah, he had five drives in this one. They were deplorable. You're exactly right. It looked like he was in his own head, but to have the entire preseason, to have him only play in the two games, it's just not a sample. And I feel like it's impossible to know anything about this guy because we're not going to see him again. When's the next time we're actually going to see him throw a football that
probably
that
the
matters?
Season finale?
Oof.
Right. No, I mean, let's be realistic about it, right? I mean, whatever he ends up starting this year, if he does, and honestly, I think if you gave everybody – in the Browns organization, at least in the decision-making process, truth serum, outside of ownership, they would tell you that they would love to redshirt Shadur and not play him this year and just really allow him to spend the year really learning and studying the offense, learning and studying film, learning and studying Joe Flacco and the other quarterbacks in the room, right? But we know how this movie is going to end. It's going to end with Shadur Sanders starting the season finale in Cincinnati with nothing on the line. It's going to be a meaningless game for the Browns. And then we're all going to try and make snap judgments on whether or not Shadur Sanders is an NFL quarterback in the making.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Based off a meaningless start at the end of a season, right? And that's going to be grossly unfair. So, but yeah, I don't think that the Browns really want to start him. And he's not ready to start either. So I don't think Dylan Gabriel's ready to start either. But we're going to see Dylan Gabriel long before we see Shadur Sanders.
If Shadur Sanders were cut, do you believe he would be immediately picked up by another team?
Yes, I do.
Do you think that he would have a better opportunity with that other team?
Well, depending on their depth chart, Ken. And just because, here's the other thing too, opportunity does not mean he a position for success. Opportunity comes out of desperation as well. And I don't think that Shadur Sanders would be set up for success even if he got opportunity out of desperation. I don't think the kid's ready yet. I think he's got raw talent. I think he's got some ability, but I really don't have a problem with the Browns slow rolling this process with him. Because I think that's what's going to give this kid the best chance of long-term success in the NFL.
What about the added element of everything that comes with Shador, the good and the bad? I mean, you get a Nike ad the moment after the first preseason game. I didn't see another one.
Actually, it was during the preseason game.
Oh, the preseason game, yeah.
Yeah, it was after his first touchdown.
Oh, pass. I got you. Okay. And just the added element of that, everybody, talking heads, talking about sabotage and being held hostage and racist organization. Like, that's all the stuff you're going to get when you pick him up. Not his fault. By the way, I don't think any of that is his fault.
I mean, there are things, as I said earlier, there's a lot of stuff he's being asked to do right now that he's never been asked to do before. And he's being held accountable for stuff that he's never been held accountable for. And that's not to say that there's any problems behind the scenes. That's all I'm saying. But like, at Colorado, there were stories where he didn't have to show up to offensive meetings. It didn't matter. Well, here in Cleveland, you have to show up to those meetings. You have to show up to the quarterback meetings. You got to show up to the offensive meetings. Then you got to show up to the team meetings. You got to learn this thick playbook and all the combinations that come with these plays and the checks and the, you know, check with me's and all this type of stuff. Like, there's so many things that he has to learn that he's never been asked to learn before. And that takes a little time. He's not been exposed to that. And so this notion that the discourse online, I had to put away yesterday because it made no sense to me. And it was people that I think were engagement farming and trying to pick some low hanging fruit that quite frankly just is not there. And, you know, he's popular.
Well,
yes, there's no question about it. He's a marketable kid. You know, the Browns are selling a ton of Shador Sanders jerseys. It's going to be a little awkward, I think, as we go, you know, deep into the season and there's a bunch of number 12 Shador Sanders, you know, jerseys in the stands and he's not on the field. I get it. But I don't think that the fact that he's popular, he's marketable, he's an internet sensation, I don't think that any of those things are negatives or are things that should be used against him by the organization.
Well, Daryl, because I caught some heat earlier today because I said, you know, he's in the worst QB room in the NFL.
Which is not a lie.
Oh, well, thank you very much. For a second, I thought you were going to say, that's not true, we're going to fight. Because I look at the other situations.
It's an island of misfit toys,
well,
Ken.
Well, Daryl, that's exactly it. Like, well, send him to the Raiders. I go, they have their guy in Geno Smith. They do not. They believe they have somewhat of a future with Geno Smith. Tyler Shuck in New Orleans. Of course, we know that. Jackson Dart with the Giants. Of course, we know that. Justin Fields with the Jets. He's not going to get any more first-team reps with any of these other teams. And so all you're doing with those other teams that are at the bottom of the barrel when it comes to QBs, or in your neighborhood, I should say, you're just hoping for injury for those guys. And fans can root for whatever they want, but you're not in that same category here. This is the only chance where naturally it may very well come to Shador. That's all. That's the point I have to make. Now, my issue with it is when you do have four guys and you put them fourth on the depth chart, because, hey, I made no secret about it. I think that the ceiling for Dillon Gabriel is probably a backup quarterback of the NFL. 100%.
Think that I think that's exactly what it is, Ken.
I feel in so many ways that Kenny Pickett might be getting in the way. We'll see. I'll try to be open-minded when he eventually gets his crack. And so now I'm thinking, well, how much real work are you going to be able to do to get you in the neighborhood of ready by the time he does play week 17? Or I tried to say after Thanksgiving. I mean, you're saying week 17. Okay, or week 18, I should say. How soon can he get acclimated with nothing else going on? It's hard.
And like I said, I don't know that it makes sense to play him this year because I don't know that that sets him up for success. Believe it or not, like, this notion that the Browns invested in this kid, albeit it's a fifth-round pick, but the notion that they invested in this kid, but they're just out to just end his career and to sabotage his life, it might be the most absurd stuff. You mean to tell me a franchise who hasn't had a franchise quarterback in three decades is just going to go out and stick it to a kid? Just for the fun of it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this is the discourse that's going on right now, that Kevin Stefanski is just going to try and stick it to this kid to prove a point. No, if the kid can play, Kevin's going to put him on the field. The Browns are desperate. They're as desperate as it gets to find a quarterback. They're looking under seat cushions for quarterbacks right now. So this, I just, like I said, the discourse out there is just beyond absurd that they're trying to stick it to this kid. They're trying to ruin this kid. They're trying to punish this kid. They're trying to make a point with this kid. It's beyond absurd. If Shedeur Sanders can play and play at a high level, he's going to be on the field because they're desperate to find someone, anyone that can play that position with regularity and at a high level.
All right, Daryl, they're also desperate to find a kicker. Do you think they've got one on the roster?
Yeah, that's going to be the position to watch over the next 24 to 36 hours here as we get to that 4 p.m. cut down. Well, for the Browns, it's going to be sooner than that because they're going to hit the practice field tomorrow in the 3 o'clock hour. So we're going to know what that initial 53 looks like. And honestly, I think we got a pretty good idea now that they made the 21 roster moves that they made yesterday. I don't know, Anthony. They committed to Dustin Hopkins. They gave him that 3-year contract. I think that that's a mitigating factor, the fact that he's a veteran. But here's the thing. What he did in 2023, right, when he was just bombing those 50-yard field goals, I mean, that was not in line with what he normally did in his career. He's a 50% kicker beyond 50 yards throughout his career. He's back to being what he's been in his career. I think the magic fairy dust that came with him when he first arrived has worn off. And he's just back to being who he's always been as a kicker. I don't know, Anthony, if they've got the guy in Dustin and if they're going to stick with him. I lean towards they will because, again, they gave him the contract. He's a veteran. They love veterans. But the kicking situation is something we're going to have to not only monitor in the next 36 hours, but I think we're going to have to monitor it throughout the season.
When will they announce the Justin Tucker signing?
Oh, geez. Come on now.
What is your problem?
I'm just... Why is that so crazy?
All right. Daryl, thank you very much for the time. Are you keeping it down because you have neighbors close to you now and you're afraid you're going to wake them up?
I have to behave myself now.
So now it's live. So now that everybody knows this, it's Lyman Eye's goal to get you really mad and screaming now.
This will be good.
That's the whole point of it now.
To get a knock on my door.
By the way, in Requiem for a Dream, do you think he was just going nuts or was he really killing people? Because he's in an apartment building. You're telling me nobody else can hear chainsaws and everything else going on? I think he was losing his mind.
I think he was
not
losing his
Not Requiem for a
Street.
Dream, American Psycho. American Psycho. I said, that's a totally different. Yeah. Mom was losing it in that movie. All
you
right.
You got the streams crossed there, Ken.
Yeah,
it's okay.
Sorry, I apologize. Daryl, thank you for the time.
You bet, guys. Have a great week.
If you think the Browns are putting the boots to Shedeur because they're bad, guilty as charged. But I don't think they'd do it to him on... No, it's not that I think. I know they wouldn't do it to him on purpose. They would not do it to him on purpose. Emory Hunt's going to join us at 9:20. I want to hear Emory Hunt out about it. He's from CBS Sports HQ, also the football game plan. I'll hear him out about it because, I mean, there's a couple of things in here that I think I kind of see Emory's point on. I might agree with him on, but there's a couple of things I just don't. Hit it.
A lot of times with coaches like Kevin Stefanski, it's ego over execution, it's plays over.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Players, at the end of the day, you got to give this kid a shot to redeem himself. That's the beauty of being a rookie. You're going to go out there, you're going to struggle, you're going to have some success, you're going to struggle again, but you want to see them come out on the other side. Now, Shador had 5 sacks, 5 drives, just was trying to press, trying to impress coaches, the fans, trying to live up to what Dylan Gabriel just put out there on the field. And Kevin Stefanski handled that situation and this whole quarterback competition horribly, because you removed an opportunity for him to redeem himself in that situation to go out as a winner. And again, it's not just we all see it. Players on a team sees it. Players on the opposing team see it. They know what's going on. They know what's going down. But it's all about Kevin Stefanski's ego. We saw this with Baker Mayfield. Oh, it doesn't fit my system. Well, your system has to be about the players that are in it. And we've seen him do this because the offense was completely different when Dylan Gabriel was out there. It was a lot of, short, quick passes to get the ball out of his hands, spread the formation, which is great. That's what you're supposed to do for a guy that thrives in that situation. So I don't know why for Shador the offense changed. He kind of wanted to curate something around him. But at the end of the day, Shador recognized he had to play better. That game looked a lot like that UCLA game his first year in Colorado. But I blame Stefanski for how he's handled this whole situation, because it doesn't look very coach of the year leadership-like to me.
So why can't spot off and yell, well, wait a minute. What are you smirking at?
Just so much of this. So much like curating the offense around what? The players know. I haven't heard anything. By the way, if Shador was truly transcendent, like, and by the way, I wasn't expecting that as a fifth rounder. That would be silly to expect that. But if it was Jaden Daniels stuff, don't you think we'd hear it from the team? Don't you think we'd hear it from the players? All we heard, and we're going to have him on, so I'm going to be totally respectful and hear him out, because I saw some tweets that I didn't agree with either. And we played his audio in the past on the show, so I'm actually excited to hear what his take is another day removed and a chance to look at the film and all of that. But everything that we had heard about all this room to make up, right, whether it was Albert Breer, whether it was, the guys that are there every day, from Daryl to Mary Kay to Zach to everybody, right? We had heard, and the stuff that was leaked out, and some of the other voices like Delaney Dawson, what I had heard was that he had this room to make up, and it's just clear he hasn't made up that room yet. He's made nice throws. He has absolutely made some of the best throws at camp, but that is so different and so far removed from actual gameplay, and I think people need to understand that.
I don't think what Emory Hunt's saying, I don't think he's a crackpot over it, because I've accused Kevin of ego over execution before. I've accused him of plays over players before. If you ain't got the guys to do it, like you can want him to run an offense all you want, but if you ain't got the horses to do it, you better pick a different buggy. And I've accused him of that before, so I'm with Emory on that. And I don't agree with not putting in Shador Sanders to finish off the ball game.
Yeah, we don't understand.
Yeah, he could have tried to roast the ball downfield more and turned it over, and then we got a real big problem. Well, you know what? It's a preseason game. That's what it's there for.
All right, so he would have been bad on 6 drives.
Yeah, he would have been bad on 6 instead of 5. Still, it was not a good performance. I thought you had a chance to kind of save it, and maybe Shador did, and maybe he thought, well, he's just going to press even more, and then he's going to be creating even worse, deeper habits than he's already had, and we're not going to do that. But that's me trying to give some sort of quarter to a guy who played somebody who wouldn't let me on the football team on Sunday afternoon, and he wasn't. So I don't understand any of that. But the Browns, as inept as they've been, I don't think they've put the screws to a quarterback on purpose. And they certainly wouldn't do it to a guy who can certainly be as good for business as Shedeur Sanders is. He's good for everybody's business if he's good. Lima just had a pen explode in his hands. So now I will go to the phones.
What in the world
Will
just happened?
In North Carolina on the free Odyssey app. You're next up on the fan. Lima looks like he just tried to rob a bank. You have ink all over
all
yourself.
Over.
Get rid of that pen. And it fell on
it
the floor.
It went behind.
Whoever picks
it
up is
going to
get ink all over their hands. It's like we have a bunch of squids in here. It's ridiculous in this room. Hello, Will in North Carolina.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking the call. Sounds like y'all are having a good time in here this morning.
Lima's
you know, when
a
I was listening
time.
To Daryl talk, I know he said he don't believe the Browns would stick it to Shedeur, man. I watched everything Saturday. They've already stuck it to him. But you look at the offense. You look at everything. People that know the game. Man, it's just ridiculous. If they really wanted to compare Shedeur to Dylan, then they would have sent him back out there with a two-minute drill with the twos. Call up everybody
well, wait,
that
no,
Gabriel
no, no. Well,
had
you're
his two-minute drive
the guy's
and
days
send him
are,
out there and see what
Will,
he did with
the
them.
The guy's days are done. You're going to have him run back out there for what? For what reason? If their
it,
day's
you
done,
you want
to their
compare your quarterback. You want to see what your quarterback of the future is.
So head on, get rewarmed up again. Put your sunflower seeds down. Get rewarmed up. Get your helmet back on and go out there for the final 2 minutes.
Hey, look, hey, it's just a thought. You look at the offensive line that Shedeur had. They weren't even close to blocking those guys. It was a free run straight to Shedeur almost every time. It makes you wonder if they gave up before they ever went because they knew they were done.
The offensive line was bad, but again, you had third-teamers playing against third-teamers. So the offensive line was bad. He's kind of used to having a bad offensive line. Again, I thought he was looking way down the field way too much where he should have just taken what was given to him and got the hell off the field because if we're talking about conducting an offense, then we're conducting an offense. Dylan Gabriel did the same thing. I got people calling him, giving him all the praise in the world. So why couldn't Shedeur do the same thing? Because he was probably trying to throw a touchdown on every pass, and that's the only thing I've accused him of, because there are
well,
habits that are
some
tough
time
to break.
With him. They spent some time with him. You know, it's one of those it's four guys out there.
They're
going
to spend time with him. They're going to keep him on the football team, so he's going to have time spent with him.
Doing what? Standing there holding his hand on the sideline while the other three quarterbacks are out there practicing?
No, he'll get
There's
a chance.
There's no room for everybody.
He will get his chance to
well,
practice
right
at
there.
Some point here
I mean,
very
that is,
shortly.
That is 100% true. You would never.
You know what?
If Kenny Pickett starts the season on the short-term IR, he's going to have 4 weeks right then and there. And then we'll see what happens by the end of that spell of quarterbacks. I don't know what Kenny – is Kenny going to start the season on the active – Will, thank you for the call. Is Kenny going to start the season on the active roster?
Yeah, that I expect we're going to hear a lot more about that, you know, in the next few days, right? On the Kenny Pickett situation?
I would certainly expect to.
Because this has been a disaster for him. But, and I think it's also a disaster for the Browns, people in the organization who were expecting him to maybe start.
You got to hear before tomorrow at 4, right? Because if they don't put him on the IR, then they're going to have to cut somebody else and keep him on the active roster.
For Shedeur, the time is going to be get your nose in the playbook, get to where it's secondhand, get everything down and ready, and be ready when your name is called. That's the next chance we're going to get with him. Eventually, he'll get his chance to play and to practice and then to play. I don't want him just standing around either. Having four quarterbacks is a weird thing, but that's what they're going to do. If I were getting rid of anybody, I'd get rid of Kenny. I'd keep Dylan and I'd keep Shedeur. And coming down to who's more ready to play, I don't know. You said there were people telling you that we found our quarterback in Dylan Gabriel on Saturday.
Okay. Oh,
I think it's people who are tired of hearing about Shedeur Sanders, so they're going to hope for anything else. No offense to Dylan.
No, I do.
Nice young man.
I do think because, let's be honest, just Shedeur fans have been very vocal, very in your face. I'm not talking about Browns fans that are also Shedeur fans. I'm talking about the guys that just discovered the Cleveland Browns over the last few months, right?
Yeah.
Those people have come in from all over the country.
Yes.
And they're listening to us. They're calling our shows. We pointed that out last week.
It.
And we appreciate
Maybe
all
Will
of that.
In North Carolina is one I am.
And we're trying to be as fair as humanly possible. It was never a great situation, but he didn't have a great situation. Shedeur was not offered that opportunity anywhere. Might have been about the pre-draft process. Maybe they would admit now they made some mistakes in the pre-draft process. Maybe it was tough to look at the film in college because of the offense they were running. I don't know. We do all agree that he has some arm talent that did pop occasionally during camp, but that's not enough to win a starting football quarterback job right now. That's just, even on a bad team, it's just not enough. It's not close. And all their actions, all their behaviors have told you that from moment one. And he had a huge gap to make up, and how is he ever going to make it up with four QBs in this weird quarterback competition that was for the starting job and then another competition for the backup job? It was always kind of bizarre.
Wish I could tell you.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.